Hello, this is Farhani speaking from Gestalt Ottawa. This is my second podcast. Today's subject is whispering. A few days ago, I was listening to CBC Radio. Around afternoon, and journalist was speaking with an artist who was pipe player. Conversation took on life. In one point of time, and the artist said, wishes to whisper when wants to play all the time, like a whisper, something in this line. And journalist immediately asked, what would you whisper right now? Conversation changed from informational stage within a very logical procedures to private stage. And the artist started whispering. Journalist compelled and answered back with the whispering. Everything changed. This public conversation changed to private, internal private conversation, although was in the radio and everyone was listening, had a sense of private conversation. Artist tapped internally through oneself and brought own feelings, own desires, wishes out there. The same thing happened with the journalist. Journalist, without any resistance, although in that moment the journalist might wanting to resist, yet did not happen. It was just automatically went through. This conversation, I thought, this is the unconscious level of the conversation. And pure feeling sensations. And it was great. When you whisper, or I whisper, or the artist whisper, or the journalist whispered at the time, there was a trust level. Trusting each other. Trusting public, what they put out there, or people who are listening. So when whispering took my attention, the word whispering took my attention, there was another subject, although it was unconscious level, it was also in private level. Well, when we were kids, I don't know you, I remember myself in the group of bunch of kids, we were together, time to time, we pick someone and whisper to the others. I don't know, maybe it was the purpose of the teasing others or purpose of the what, I have no idea. But one thing was clear. To whom I was whispering, I was considering ally, I was trusting that individual to tell whatever I feel in a private. So this is another thing. Trust is important. This level of communication in an unconscious level, it is pure, honest, no hidden things over there, and it's great. It was great for me. I learned some stuff from it. I'm thinking right now, what would happen if I or you just start whispering to ourselves to see what would be the outcome? What will I learn? It is pure desire, want, and needs to rediscover again by whispering to yourself. This is kind of self-talk. Self-talk is very important matter. Although if you do start talking by yourself in the public, they might think, oh, you are getting crazy, or I am getting crazy. But self-talk is a wonderful tool for realizing, identifying, and recognizing your need, your desire, your wants. So this is wonderful things to do. But when you are using your vocal cord, in within our social norms, when you talk a little bit loud, a little bit strong, they say, oh, talk with the confidence. But I am not concerning about that. I think when you are whispering, you are more confident. When you are using your soft voice, you are more confident than using your vocal cord. For me, it's like that right now, since I listened to that program. I hear people when they are angry, they have different tone of voice. Happy, they have different tone of voice. Yelling, shouting, feeling sad, depressed, each one has own voice. But this is different. Whispering is different. It's pure. It is just internalizing through yourself. It seems you are tapping yourself in yourself and finding what you were hiding for a long time, or ignoring for a long time, or for a period of time. Here now, I'm inviting you to do this experiment by yourself, or with your partner, with your friend, with your kid, with anyone, in a very quiet and comfortable environment that you won't feel you're judged. Just whisper to yourself. See, what are you whispering? I'm not looking why are you whispering. I'm inviting you to find out what are you whispering. I'm inviting you to find out what will you discover with this whispering about yourself. Maybe you feel comfortable, maybe not. Maybe it's funny for you in the first time, maybe not. That's all I'm asking, just try. Just experiment. This is the short talk about whispering. It was wonderful things that I heard about it, and I want to share with you guys as a listener. For now, you take care of yourselves and have a great day.